After Mass, the Holy Father went to New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, where he greeted dignitaries and all the people before boarding his plane and departing the United States. 5,000 faithful of the Diocese of Brooklyn were on hand to farewell the Holy Father, along with civil and religious authorities, including the Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, and the President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Francis George of Chicago. Vice President Cheney saluted the Holy Father.
Your presence has honored our country. Although you must leave us now, your words and the memory of this week will stay with us. For that, we are truly and humbly grateful. And so, with the greatest warmth and respect, we thank you. We bid you safe return to Rome. And until we meet again, we ask your holiness to remember in your prayers the United States of America.
After the Vice President's greeting, Pope Benedict spoke a few words, looking back on his visit and thanking his hosts for the warmth of their welcome.
The time has come for me to bid farewell to your country. These days that I have spent in the United States have been blessed with many memorable experiences of American hospitality, and I wish to express my deep appreciation to all of you for your kind welcome.
Pope Benedict saluted the sees of Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Louisville, which, along with New York and Boston, celebrate their bicentennial anniversaries in April of this year. The Holy Father recalled his visit to the United Nations and gratefully remembered the occasion of his visit to the UN, the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
I give thanks for all that the organization has been able to achieve in defending and promoting the fundamental rights of every man, woman, and child throughout the world, and I encourage people of goodwill everywhere to continue working tirelessly to promote justice and peaceful coexistence between peoples and nations.
Finally, Pope Benedict remembered his visit to Ground Zero.
My visit this morning to Ground Zero will remain firmly etched in my memory as I continue to pray for those who died and for all who suffer in consequence of the tragedy that occurred there in 2001. For all the people of America, and indeed throughout the world, I pray that the future will bring increased fraternity and solidarity, a growth in mutual respect, and a renewed trust and confidence in God, our Heavenly Father. With these words, I take my leave. I ask you to remember me in your prayers, and I assure you of my affection and friendship in the Lord. May God bless America.